The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening, and welcome to our Monday night sit. Even though chances are maybe it's not a Monday night when you're reading this or listening to this. Oh, here we go. I have to get all these gizmos going the right direction. So whenever and wherever, including from Australia, just beautiful to think about, to know that our friends way on the other side of the planet are participating. So warm welcome to everybody. Adjusting my mic here to see if it's a little bit better, to be a little bit louder. I'm just arriving. Just feeling what it feels like to sit here. So we'll start with a guided meditation. We'll have a little Dharma talk. So for you, what does it feel like to have arrived, to be here at this moment? Whether it's perfectly fine, or maybe it's a little bit uncomfortable, or maybe it's wonderful, finally, to get here and settle down. Whatever it might be, can we feel our way into it, experience it? It's not uncommon that when we first sit down is to maybe, you know, feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion, and to feel the obvious sensations as we sit down. Or maybe for you, you're lying down. For some people, for health reasons, that's what's available. Lying down meditation can be tricky. Quickly turns into sleeping meditation. So we can feel the body breathing. And to begin, what is it like to feel the whole body breathing, or the torso at least, as opposed to narrowing in onto a particular sensation? Can we maybe stretch our awareness a little bit and feel the torso breathing? The movements, the stretching, expansion, contraction, pausing. It might be that the rhythm of breathing has a certain soothing quality, the the regularity, the periodicity, the frequency, just some kind of like rocking back and forth is soothing. Maybe in the same way the feeling the torso, inhaling and exhaling, has a certain soothing quality. And then it might be that naturally the mind wants to go a little bit more specifically to the sensations of breathing, the feeling in the chest or the abdomen. And just noticing the sensations associated with breathing. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing in a relaxed, gentle way. And then we might just do a gentle inquiry, not a complicated big project, but just tuning in to any sense of okayness, any sense of well-being or contentment that might be here. If you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. Allowing the thoughts to be in the background, to turn the volume down, so to speak. They don't have to go away. They don't have to be a problem. We're just inclining the mind toward the sensations of breathing as best we can. Again, an encouragement to notice if there are any feelings of okayness, contentment, well-being. It might not be the most obvious experience you're having. It might not be the only experience you're having. But is there a part of your experience right now that has the feeling like it's okay? It's okay. It's okay. You can lightly check in and see if there's any sense of things have to be different. You need something. And if so, can you just let that soften and quiet and recognize that as long as you're breathing in some kind of way, everything's okay. I'm not saying there aren't difficulties. I'm not saying there aren't troubles. But in some kind of way, if we're breathing, we're doing okay. being able to tap into any feeling of okayness, contentment, even if it isn't our dominant experience, can be a tremendous support for us. And not only for us, but when others see that it's possible to do this, that in the midst of difficulties, challenges, that we are able to, even momentarily, even just for a very short time, to be able to tap into something that's not in the midst of feeling overwhelmed or feeling the difficulties. And letting others know that that's possible. So this tapping into any feeling of settledness can be a benefit not only for ourselves, but for others, as they see that it's possible. And then, of course, the more that we're able to tap into that while we're having difficulties with others, and to show that we can maybe use language that sets boundaries, but while still having some ease, maybe to say something that somebody doesn't want to hear, while we have some ease or sense of okayness. So much of life is about having conversations with others. Imagine what it might be like if we can do it from a place of spaciousness. This way we could change the world. So may our practice together be for the benefit of all beings, without exception, everywhere. Thank you.